Well, that's a fantastic song. Takes All Kinds. I love it. That goes right with what we're talking about tonight. Takes All Kinds. Friday we showed the movie Family Camp. It's a movie about two families, and they're really different, and they spent a lot of time together at camp. The families didn't get along very well. They have got friction and problems, and they just rub each other the wrong way. You know how it is. You're probably thinking of people right now in your own life that kind of rub you the wrong way. There's some people that are just hard to get along with. Some families have trouble getting along with other families. Some groups have trouble getting along. One of the families forgot to make a reservation, so as it turned out, they had to stay in the same tent together. And during the movie, they have some big, important situations that come up, and they have to put their differences aside because what they have to work on, it's so important, they can't really worry about how they feel about each other. We've all been there. It's not a comfortable place sometimes, but it does happen. Sometimes we have to spend time or a situation together with people who just really are not like us. Maybe you have to spend time with them in a small, confined place, like a car. Sometimes you have to spend time doing something important with them that you didn't ask to do, but maybe something just popped up, like maybe getting stuck in an elevator, right, with someone. Boy, that would be horrifying. So we've all been there. And it can be hard, right? Especially at first, when you don't really know a person, you haven't learned how to be together, let alone work together. And sometimes it's hard. You get plopped into a situation, it's hard to work together. Maybe they don't dress like you dress. Maybe they don't like to eat what you do. Maybe they watch different shows or listen to different music. And maybe they voted for someone different. That would be rough. Amen? It'd be rough. But sometimes you have to do it. You have to spend time with people and even do something, maybe even something important with people who are not like you. Well, how do you get through situations like that? In the movie, maybe the phone rings right in the middle of your message. In the movie, they realized that some situations are bigger than their problems. And that's true. Some situations, something that you've got to work through can become bigger than your problems, and you realize that what you have to do is more important than your differences or how you feel about each other. So tonight I want to talk about, is there a better way? Is there a better way to just be together and be miserable and power through it until something comes along? Or does the Bible talk about working together in a better way and respecting each other? Well, the Bible actually says a lot about that. I knew what the movie topic was about, and I began thinking about places in the Bible we could go. The first one I thought of was in Genesis, I think it's chapter 40, where Joseph was all of a sudden put in prison with two other prisoners in a close space, and he was just there. And there are a lot of good principles about when you're in a situation you really didn't ask for with different people, how you handle that. A lot of good things there. There's also another good place in Ephesians where Paul starts to talk about the church and how we all have these different, amazing gifts, but we're different, and how we respect each other for what we can do instead of what we can't do or our differences. That was a good place. Then I thought of, I'm not talking about any of these, there's just things I thought of. So I thought of Nehemiah, the whole book, when he builds that big wall around Jerusalem. And that's a great example of someone that had something important to do. I mean, walls back then, you really needed them for protection, and they didn't have that. So he got them all together and working together. He got the families going and started to rebuild the wall that had been down, and he did what they did in the movie. He got them focused on something so important they didn't really worry a lot about how they were different. I want to say something, and I really believe this. And I would say that sometimes, this is the first place I want to start tonight. I don't think we're as different sometimes as we think we are. I don't think we're as different as we think. Sure, we may like different foods or whatever, but we make up a lot of our differences. We make them up ourselves. Everyone in here, whoever you are, you have a lot in common with every other person in this room. Whoever you are, you may feel different, but if you really think about it, as a member, as a person, as a human being, you have a lot in common with every other person in this room. That's the first thing I want to say, is that we aren't as different sometimes as we think. You know what's really sad for me? And I've done this, and I think about when I've done it, and I regret this, but I've done it. It's true, and it makes me sad. When I meet someone, when you meet someone, we have this tendency in our mind to start thinking of all the ways I'm different than this person, you know, all the things I don't have in common, all the reasons I'm not going to be friends with this person. And it may be the things I listed. Maybe they tell me something about a food they like or don't, or they like dogs better than cats, or they voted for this person, or where they go to church. And I think that's really sad. And what that does, that builds a wall between you and someone else that God may want us to connect with. God may have put that person in my life, and what I've done, I put up walls by thinking of all the ways that we're different when actually I have a lot in common with that person. The best thing is Jesus loves us both, amen? He loves us both. God sent his son to die for us both. We both have sinned. So we have a lot in the important things. We have a lot in common, and we're not as different as we think. When I start thinking of the differences, sure, we could do that, but that doesn't add value. That doesn't do much. It's not healthy, not only for the relationship, but even for me. It's not healthy to do that. When we work together, especially in our church or in the Esquire family, and we work together and focus on the things that really matter, other people see that. When we make a decision that we are going to be together and work together and do projects together, serve the Lord together. When we decide we're going to do that and not worry so much about how we're different, other people see us do that, and that makes a difference for them. You know what I think it even is? I think it's something called a witness, or it is a way that God can show people that what we have in here is real. It's a way for us to show them that Christianity is worth believing. There's a lot at stake when we decide whether or not we're going to work together or we're going to worry about all the different ways that we're different. I love that song, It Takes All Kinds. It really does. It takes all kinds. Everyone has problems. Ron and I were just talking about this a few days ago. We just said, boy, just, you know, people struggle. Families struggle. Families go through things. It may surprise you. I do not have a perfect family, right? I don't. Maybe, and I'm sure you probably don't either. If you are here tonight, and your family goes through tough things, you are among friends, right? In fact, I'll say something. I know some of you don't like it when I say this, so I'm just going to say it louder tonight. I really believe this. Every family is an absolute mess. Amen? We just go through things. And you may say, Mike, not mine. My family is not a mess. I'll tell you, you're in a bigger mess because you don't even know you're in a mess, right? You don't even know you are. Every family just struggles. We go through things, ups and downs. We have problems we have to work through. And for that reason, if we can learn to work together, even though all of us are in a family mess, God gets honor with that. It's a way He shows He can do a miracle through us. I really believe that. When we do that, we are showing everyone that what we believe is real. And it's bigger than our relational messes that we get into. It's a blessing. So I want to talk tonight a little bit about a famous story way back in Genesis of Noah's Ark. You know this story, Noah's Ark. I just want to think about this for a little while and we'll be done. When the earth was really, really young, when humans were really, really young. I mean, we're only six chapters in the Bible and we start talking about Noah's Ark. Most of the people walking around made some really bad decisions. There was one man and his family that was doing right things, and they honored God. Just one family out of all the people walking around. They were making good decisions, and they had decided, and they weren't perfect, but they had decided that they were going to live their lives and honor the Lord. And so God decided to start over with this family. And the head of the family, the leader of the family, was a man named Noah. And the way or the plan that God had to save this family was for Noah to build this big boat. And as God sent a flood to the world, Noah and his family would be safe inside of the boat. It was a special place for them, a place where they could be safe, a place where they could be different from the world. And so that was the plan. And not only was Noah supposed to go in with his family, he was supposed to take two of every kind of animal into that boat with him. God gave Noah very, very specific, detailed instructions about how to build that boat, what to use for the materials, how to build the floor, how many windows, how big everything was, and it took him a long time to build that ark. Now, keep in mind, it had never flooded before. I'm not even sure it had even rained before. And out here in the middle of this big space, Noah is building something that can float. Now, you know people made fun of him for doing that, but he didn't care. He wanted to do what God wanted, and he finished. Something unusual happened, and here's what I want to talk about tonight. Let's read Genesis 7, the first three verses. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. So not only Noah, here's who else he wants in the ark. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female. Of fowls also of the air by sevens, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. When Noah finished the ark, something special happened. The first thing is that he went into that safe place with his family. But he had followers. The animals, lots of other different kinds of animals just followed him right in there. All kinds of animals, clean beasts, unclean beasts, animals that flew, animals that walked, animals that crawled, animals that hopped, every kind of animals. And you know what? People saw that. People saw those animals go in there. They watched it. They probably couldn't explain it. Maybe they had questions, but there it was, and they couldn't say it didn't happen because everyone saw it. And that is all kinds of different creatures went into that ark, for no other reason to be together other than God wanted them together. It was a witness. It was a testimony. Here are people living lives, however old they were. They got to be in the hundreds back then. They'd never seen anything like that. And suddenly, there it was. All of these different animals who you would never see a frog and a goat and an eagle going in there at once. But there it was. And it was a sign. It was a wonder that God was doing something. Maybe they didn't know what. But they had to think something like, wow, there has to be some reason bigger than me that all of those different, weird, beautiful animals are together, and they normally wouldn't be together. They took note. It was attention-getting. It was a sign, a witness, and a testimony. That was God showing the world that he can do something. And that is, he can take things that he made that normally wouldn't be together, and he could put them together in this place as a witness to his power. It's showing the world that he is powerful enough to do that. That ark teaches us something about the church or the Esquire family. It's a lesson that we can learn from. What I mean by that is that we can look at what happened in Genesis and learn something about us. Because what God was doing in Genesis 6 and 7, he's doing today in the church and here at the Esquire. If you look at us tonight here at the Esquire, we're kind of different. Maybe we like different foods, right? Maybe, hey, if you voted for someone other than I did, you're good here. We welcome you. If you like a different baseball team or hockey team than I do, you're still good here. You're good. You can be for the Oakland Raiders and not the Chiefs. You're still good here. You can wear different clothes. We can just look different. But every Wednesday night, here we come. We're different. We may not go to vacations together. We may not go to places together. We may not go on trips together, but we go to the Esquire together. You could say it like this. The only reason this group is together is Jesus. Amen. He's the only reason in that, and people know that. People know that when they see us come in or talk about the Esquire during the week and who was there and who wasn't there and all that, they think, wow. They know that God has made this place like he made that ark, and people watch those animals when we come in, and it's a testament that he can take different people, but Jesus, the bond we have in Jesus is so strong, it brings us together. People watch us, they see us coming in, they see that we're different, they see us walk in the doors, and it's like the ark. It's a witness. When we come together, we are showing people how great God is. And he is great just because he brings us together. When we work together on things really important, when we get along, can solve our problems without, you know, just going, escalating it, when we can handle our problems, that is a witness. It's a testimony. I'll say this and I'm done. People out there who maybe kind of watching to see if Christianity is real, they could be watching us to see how we come together here at the Esquire, how we handle our problems, how we go through hard things, and they may make big decisions based on just watching us, just like they did in the ark. They may not be able to explain it. They may not know what happens in here on a Wednesday, but God gives them this sense, this alertness to know that what we have is real. And when different people, takes all kinds, just come together on a Wednesday, it can be a great witness and affect people who watch us. Father, thank you for the great lesson of Noah's Ark. A lot of great lessons in Noah's Ark. This is just one. I thank you for how you you show us things in your Bible. We want to admit and say tonight, Lord, the Bible is true, and it's real, and it's our guidebook, and we believe you wrote it. And I thank you for it, and I thank you for this place called the Esquire that we can come and attend and show people that you are real and you do miracles in our lives and us as a group. And we love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, next week we're starting the new series. It's going to be exciting. I'll tell you about it next week at the Esquire.